Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK on the seventh Sunday after Trinity. I'm Tapani Simayoki. When I'm not busy presenting Sunday Cantata, I work as the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, near the cities of Portsmouth and Southampton on the south coast of England. Find out more about us by visiting our website, oslc.org.uk. A special welcome to any new listeners to Sunday Cantata. If this is your first time listening, I would recommend visiting the Lutheran Radio UK website and following the links to Sunday Cantata, where you will be able to listen to earlier episodes. In particular, the first episode has a general introduction to the cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach. In each episode of the program, I introduce a cantata written for that day in the church year, before we hear that whole piece without interruption. All the recordings are taken from the acclaimed complete set of Bach sacred cantatas by Bach Collegium Japan, recorded between 1995 and 2013. Today we will hear a cantata first performed on the 4th of August 1726 in Leipzig, where Bach served as the director of music to the city's main churches for over a quarter of a century. BWV 187, Es wartet alles auf dich, draws loosely on the gospel reading for the day from Mark chapter 8, the report of Jesus' feeding of the 4,000. The text comes from the collection of cantata librettos from Meiningen, which also supplied the libretto for the cantata we heard 6 weeks ago on the first Sunday after Trinity. If you missed that episode, or have forgotten about the Meiningen cantatas, why not listen to it again through the Lutheran Radio UK website at lutheranradio.co.uk. Like the other Meiningen cantatas, this too is in two parts, meaning that it was performed either side of the sermon. The first part opens with an Old Testament text, and the second part, which came after the sermon, with a New Testament passage, and closes with a chorale. Other movements are freely composed. The theme that the author focuses on is trust in God's loving provision, which is so wonderfully displayed by Jesus' feeding of the hungry crowds who had come to hear his teaching. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simayoki. The cantata we will be listening to today, on the seventh Sunday after Trinity, is BWV 187, Es wartet alles auf dich. The opening movement quotes from the 27th and 28th verses of Psalm 104. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. The words set out the theme of the cantata, trusting God's gracious provision for all creatures on the basis of nothing but his own love. The music consists of two themes, the rising interval of a fourth in the opening violin phrase, and the response by the oboes, like the waving of a wheat field. After the orchestral introduction, the choir enters one part at a time, imitating the instrumental motifs. After an orchestral interlude, the choir re-enters to sing a fugue, before the final statement of the psalm with the combined forces of voices and instruments. This is an altogether masterfully constructed movement, in terms of both the musical material and the word setting. And it's unlikely that of his contemporaries, anyone other than Bach would have had the skill to write it.
Was Kreaturen hält das große Rot der Welt? Schau doch die Berge an!
Bach maintains the high standard into the rest of the movements. The first of them is a recitative for the bass, praising God for his bounty in creation. What creatures this world's vast orb holds! Behold the mountains, ranged in thousands! What do the waters not bear? Rivers and seas all teem. The great multitude of birds glide to the field through the air. Who feeds such a number? And who can supply them with their needs? Can any monarch aspire to such an honor? Could all the gold on earth provide them with a single meal? The Dutch bass, Peter Coy, gives a wonderfully awestruck rendition of this brief account of God's overflowing graciousness.
Thank you.
The first part closes with a beautiful aria for alto and strings, with words closely based on verses from Psalm 65. You, Lord, crown the year with your goodness. Fatness and blessing drip wherever your foot treads, and it is your grace that bestows goodness on all. Again, the word setting is both skillful and imaginative. For example, on one of the repetitions of the opening phrase, the word krönst, crown, is set to a meandering phrase, imitating the jagged edges of a crown. And later there is a rapidly descending phrase to picture the dripping of God's blessing. The second part starts with a New Testament reading, Jesus' words from the 6th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. As always, the voice of Jesus is sung by the bass. Although the words are prose, directly quoted from the Bible, Bach sets them not as a recitative, but as an aria. There is a real contrast from the earlier bass recitative in Peter Coy's rendition. Gone is the tone of awe, replaced by absolute authority. Christ's words are repeated again and again, but just as in the Gospel, so also in the music, it is done without a hint of hectoring. Jesus' words are not a rebuke or a demand, but a firm yet gentle assurance of God's abiding goodness. The soprano aria that follows provides a complete contrast. It's written in the style of a French overture, with a stately opening with dotted rhythms, introduced by the solo oboe. The words by the librettist bespeak the confidence of the believer in the truth of God's promises. God provides for all life that breathes here on earth. Is he to deny me alone what he has promised to all? Begone, you worries, his loyalty is mindful of me too, and is renewed daily for me through many gifts of fatherly love. The long, patient phrases create a beautiful duet between the singer and the oboe. There is a faster middle section, when the singer drives away anxiety and celebrates God's faithfulness. The soprano continues with a brief, warm-accompanied recitative. If I but cling to him with childlike trust, and gratefully accept what he apportions me, then never shall I be bereft of help, no matter what he may have in store for me. All grieving is in vain. It avails the despondent heart nothing to worry about its needs. God has taken upon himself these cares, and so I know that he has set aside my portion for me. The cantata closes with verses 4 and 6 of a harvest hymn by Hans Vogel, Singen wir aus Herz und Grund, let us sing from the depths of our heart. God has created this world, he permits no lack of nourishment, he moistens the hills and valleys, the grass may grow for cattle, from the earth God creates wine and bread, and gives us our fill that man may live. We give thanks and beseech him that he gives us the mind of the Spirit, that we may understand these things aright, and always walk in his commandments, magnifying his name ceaselessly to Christ, and so we rightly sing, Gratias. This is an ornate, lavish setting in beautiful harmony of a striking hymn tune, bringing this wonderful musical creation to a fitting close. Having put so much of his creative skill into this work, Bach had to endure the fact that the work was hardly ever performed again in his lifetime, although some of it he recycled in a mass setting a decade later. Perhaps it is part of God's providential care of his church that this gem has come back to life for us to enjoy and to be edified by 2.5 centuries later. And no doubt Bach would be satisfied with this. After all, he was the man who signed off all his scores with the letters SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, to God be glory. Here to perform Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata number 187, Es wartet alles auf dich, are the Choir and Orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaaki Suzuki, with soloists Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is taken from Volume 45 of Bach Collegium Japan's set of complete Bach cantatas, released by BIS and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by the home of high-quality classical downloads, eclassical.com.
Thank you.
Kreaturen hält das große Rot der Welt. Schau doch die Berge an, da sie bei tausend gehen. Was zeuget nicht die Flut? Es wimmeln Ström und Seen. Der Vögel großes Heer zieht durch die Luft zur Welt. Wer nährt solche Zeit? Wer vermag ihr wohl die Notdurft abzugeben? Kann irgendein Monarch nach solcher Ehre streben? Zahlt all der Erden Gold ihr wohl ein einig Mal.
Warum sollt ihr
That was Cantata number 187 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by Bach Collegium Japan and soloists Yukari Nonoshita, Robin Blaze and Peter Coy. The conductor was Masaki Suzuki. Thank you for your company during this episode of Sunday Cantata. If you would like to get in touch with me about any aspect of the program or to share your favorite Bach moments, you can send me an email via Lutheran Radio UK. The address is info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Join me again next week to enjoy another Bach masterpiece. I am Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.